It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, 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 yes. It's opening day, Tiki! We made it! Wait.
You've been waiting forever.
I've been waiting forever. And we are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Opening day is Christmas morning, Teak. All of us want to race and open up our gifts. So all of us are racing to watch and listen to the New York Yankees against the Brewers, the Mets against the Astros. Some of us, though, only play with our toys on Christmas morning, and then the next day they forget it's there. Some of us play with our toys all the time.
And that would be you.
That's me. So, but it is opening day. How do you feel, Tika? Are you excited?
I mean, I'm as excited as I can be for a football player who got into baseball later into my life. So it's not religion like it is for you, but it is kind of exciting to see the sun out, even though it's actually pretty chilly today in the Northeast. And so, yeah, I'm excited just to see this thing get started for both the Yankees and the Mets.
Well, in about an hour, the Yankees are going to play the Brewers. And we have Boots on the ground at Yankee Stadium. He's right in front of the Mr. Softy sign. We are joined by Sean Morash. Sean, how does it feel to be back inside Yankee Stadium?
Well, Merry Christmas to all those that celebrate. It feels great. It is freezing out, more cold than it was in the World Series, if you could imagine. But that has not stopped the sales of tiramisu and a helmet. I think people are fired up for the new food here, and people are fired up for Yankee baseball. There is a palpable buzz. It's good to be here.
Well, I ask you this because you are one of, I'm going to say, about 5 to 8% of the people in the building who can kind of experience this. The people that closed the stadium down 148 days ago when the World Series concluded, and those that are back 148 days later to reopen it up. It's been a long 148 days. We have talked a ton about what happened at the end of Game 5, but as you're back in the building, was the emotion flashbacks to the end or hope to the new?
I cannot believe you're bringing this up, Evan. First thing I said to my wife this morning, I said, you know, it might be the only time in my life I get to experience the final out of a season and the first pitch of a season in back-to-back in person. We forgot all about it. Did Aaron Judge even drop that ball? I've been so freaking negative. Shame on me the last 3 weeks. The moment you walked in to this stadium, it's nothing but hope. And baby, we're back for 99 wins. Let's go.
Have you had your ice cream yet, Sean?
No, I have not. There is not, shocker, a huge line for the ice cream right now because it feels like it's about 31 with the wind here. But I will definitely be getting ice cream and a helmet. I'm going to make my way over that. I don't know if you guys wanted me to do that live on the air.
Yeah, so here's what's really interesting. Sean is at Yankee Stadium. He is standing in front of the ice cream Mr. Softy. What section is that around near, in case anyone's in the building?
Whatever, the 127A, 126, the third base food court. Yes, how you doing, man? Let's go, Yanks.
So now, you're roaming today, right?
I'm roaming. Roaming. I'm walking around finding the people.
He is in front of the Mr. Softy stand. Tiki and I can see it. He's doing a great job on Zoom. I do see a person or two waiting for ice cream. Last year when I went to opening day with you, no one was getting ice cream. So I'm impressed how tough the Yankee fan is that even on this cold day, you at least have a handful of people that are actually getting some ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, the one guy buying it is in a Lou Gehrig jersey, so maybe he just considers himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth to have a little ice cream. But I can't imagine it's a hot seller. That being said, the Benihana stand is popping. People are looking for a lot of stir fry right now. So it's really the ice cream. It's cold. It's very, very cold today.
Now, Teague, I don't know if you heard this. I do want to relay some good news to Yankee fans because today's been an eventful day. You're all excited. What's the lineup? I can't wait for the game to start. Aaron Boone revealed earlier today that Giancarlo Stanton is swinging a bat.
Lovely.
I know that. Yeah, that Teague, I got to tell you, that's a nice little positive going into the start of the year because Gerrit Cole's not walking through that door, but there's that chance Giancarlo Stanton can, and the fact he's swinging a bat, I know it's small, that's not a bad little sign to start.
No, it's not, because we haven't heard anything about what his prognosis or length of stay on the IL is going to be. And again, yesterday when we talked about this, it was like, just tell us he's swinging a bat. So at least Aaron Boone has done that, and in his stead, Ben Rice will be in the DH for at least opening day. Who knows what that rotation's going to or lineup's going to look like going forward. But it's good news. It tells you that maybe when the time matters, Giancarlo Stanton will be back for the Yankees.
And that is the wild card. Because, like, here's the thing about these injuries in spring training. The Yankees have dealt with, the Mets have dealt with. The key is, do you have hope that that guy can come back and help you? Unfortunately, Gerrit Cole's not walking through that door.
No.
But to get any bit of positive news around Giancarlo, I think is huge. And now we start the season with opportunity. Like, you mentioned Ben Rice. I know, Sean, you've been high on Ben Rice. Mm-hmm. He is the DH on opening day. He even decided to do something that...
Yeah.
It's either ballsy, you love it, or you think he's showing a little too much. He's changed his number from, I think it was 93. He had like a weird spring training number to 22. He has taken the Juan Soto number. What do you think of that?
I love this. First of all, this, by the way, does that smell like somebody who thinks he's not going to be playing when Giancarlo Stanton comes back? You take 22 from Juan Soto. You think you're sticking around. He's feeling himself after the spring. I like it. And you know what? Good for everybody that bought 22 jerseys with no names on the back last year. You immediately, including, by the way, did anybody go to Juan Soto basketball jersey day, or is that Ben Rice basketball jersey day? Because I'm breaking that out now.
Wait, does that not have Soto's name on the back of the basketball jersey either?
No, I looked at it this morning, Tiki. Oh, it's just
amazing.
22. It's back for the beach. We have Ben Rice basketball jerseys now for everybody that stood online last year.
You know what? I didn't even think about that angle. That's huge.
That
You're
is
right.
awesome. That's kind of awesome.
Because a lot of people bought the 22 Soto jersey, and now if Ben Rice explodes, which he can, look, the opportunity is right there for him. We talk about how young players are going to have to make an impact, and sometimes you don't even see it coming, like Mark Vientos last year for the Mets, even Austin Wells and Luis Gil last year for the Yankees. If Ben Rice blossoms, all of you guys ended up with a Ben Rice jersey, and you didn't even know it.
How good is that? That's the beauty of not putting names on the back of the jerseys like we say.
Why is the ice cream not in your mouth yet? Are you actually going to eat the ice cream?
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I mean, we got a short show, Sean. I mean, we're only here for 25 minutes. You got to go do it now.
The line has exploded for ice cream. My bad. I didn't go up and order it. I was locked in. I was pumped up.
I got to hand it to the Yankee fan because it is very cold outside. I remember last year it was cold, and Sean and I just walked right up to the line, grabbed the ice cream, no problem. And I was even taunting people, like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so soft, Mr. Softy? Like, get some ice cream. Who cares how cold it is? But I just saw it on his Zoom. There's a lot of people online. They want that Softy, baby.
Yeah, they do. Now,
this guy in the Lou Gehrig jersey, he's been standing there for like 10 minutes.
Bingo,
what is going on, bro?
Mr. Slowy might be the new name of the ice cream stop. Right. A little slow with the
song. All right, he's turning around. So now Mr. Softy Lou Gehrig is finally leaving. By the way, on this very short show, we are now joined by a very special guest. Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. I do remind you that Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. I see Big Mac is with you, Sean. Can you tell him to wait a minute, Bad Tiki? We cannot make him wait.
Stay with me for a minute, Bad Tiki. We can't make wait. All right?
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show, Bad Tiki.
Ah, finally the bosses at WFAN came to their senses and made this show 20 minutes long. What a great Thursday. 3 hours less of boring Evan babbling about what Pete Alonso's chair smells like, and baseball is finally back. The world...
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Really is healing. Unlike real Tiki, Bad Tiki loves baseball. I love it so much, I may volunteer my services to the Yankees. I'm a five-tool player. The Yankees need me more than I need them. They need a leadoff hitter? Bad Tiki does that. Need a third baseman? No one has a quicker glove than the baddest Tiki on the planet. They need a fourth starter? Bad Tiki is getting loose. I've got elite spin rate, no morals, and a knuckleball that actually breaks hearts. Ask Mrs. Roberts. Oh, look, here comes my personal bat boy. It's Negative Tommy.
You'd be amazing, Bad Tiki, truly. A Hall of Famer in the making. The ladies will be going crazy. Maybe take some time to focus on training, leave your operations behind, temporarily, indefinitely, just saying.
Well, 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 look who suddenly found a way with words. Tommy, are you trying to use my big league dreams as a distraction to escape again?
No, yes, maybe. I just thought if you were off at Yankee Stadium, I could finally see sunlight, touch grass, be free. But no, instead... I'll just be over here, polishing your corked bats and labeling rosin bags. Sticky, extra sticky.
That's right, Negative One. You'll be washing my cleats, organizing sunflower seeds by size, and creating a visual scouting report on mascots who Bad Tiki has a thing for. Mrs. Met, I'm looking at you. She hit me with the thickness. Oi, she called me Poppy. I heard if you smack that thing, you can hear it echo off the Shea Bridge. Mrs. Met got the real home run apple. Bad Tiki gonna take a bite. Nom, nom, nom.
This is my life. Eternal servitude under a Tiki who doesn't sleep, doesn't understand mercy, and can't stop drooling over Mrs. Met. Wait, the Mets are starting Clay freaking Holmes? Why is this happening to me? I must have done something wrong in a past life. Everything is torture. Wait, Bad Tiki, I see what you mean now. Mrs. Met really got that seat meat. That must be why Mr. Met's face is stuck like that. Am I right? Bad Tiki, you are so bad.
That's right, Negative Tommy. Learn from Bad Tiki. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to meet Mrs. Roberts behind home plate. I'm throwing out the first pitch, and she's going to catch it. Happy opening day, losers. Bad Tiki, out.
Get out of here.
Bad Tiki. Remember, that's an AI sentient being that is not the real Tiki Barber. But I'll tell you this.
Fawning over Mrs. Met.
I kind of think Tiki agrees with Bad Tiki about that part.
Hey, you know, when a brother's got his eyes right, his eyes are right.
That's right. Sean Morash, have you received your ice cream from Mr. Softy at Yankee Stadium? Hold on. We got to pop up your microphone so we can hear you. I don't know if it's your fault. It could be right back at the shop. Sean, can you hear? Well, he can hear us. Yes. Can we hear you, Sean? Oh, unfortunately, I'm looking at him, but I cannot hear him. So
Hello.
There you are. You're good to go now. Did you get the ice cream?
Okay. I got my ice cream. I'm sitting here with Chris McMonagle. I'm about to bury my face in some swirl.
What's up?
Say hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you guys?
Big
Everyone
Mac.
From home today. I love it.
Big Mac. We're here for 20 minutes.
Yeah. What do you want us to do? Now,
That's
you two.
Gross. What's up?
What is your feeling as you walk into this building? Obviously, the memories of Game 5. Yeah. And now it's opening day. There's new hope. How are you feeling as you get set to watch Yankee baseball for real first time?
I'm excited for the lineup. I'm excited to see some young kids. I'm excited to see a new team, man. I'm pumped. You know how I feel. You know how I feel.
Yeah, you're always
optimistic. You don't have to ask me. I'm excited, man. This team's going to be good. It's going to be better than everybody thinks it is.
Big Mac, how layered are you right now? Because I see the hoodie on.
Yeah, I have like a long sleeve, thinner, like polo, like kind of hoodie. Then I have the Yankee hoodie, and then I have the jersey on top of that.
What jersey
are
you wearing today?
Other than my hands, I'm fairly warm. The hands can get cold.
What jersey are you wearing?
Jason Giambi, Joe Girardi, Mark Teixeira, Gleyber Torres, Jason.
Gotcha. That's the beauty of the Yankees not putting names on the back.
It doesn't
got
matter.
25, it could be anybody.
That's it. I'm here and I got to go buy number 22 now for our DH.
That's right. Benjamin Rice. Right. Are you going to eat ice cream or is Sean the only tough guy over there?
Sean's the only tough guy. I'm not eating ice cream.
Come on. Sean, you can give him a lick, Sean.
You want a lick? Take a lick. Go ahead. I don't care. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to meet a better camera angle.
He got the swirl, so I got to get the lick where I can get both at the same time.
Ew! Oh, wow. Big Mac put his head right in that Yankee cup.
Nice.
Ew, and now Sean did it. You guys love each other.
That's it.
The dessert for today is the new tiramisu cup.
No, that's you never make it at home. Look, this is a big deal. Me and Chris have just licked ice cream in unison for a good Yankee year. The same bowl.
That's it.
Tiki, am I the weird one?
Right? I don't think so.
No. So if they have a good Yankee year, it happened right here.
That's it. We're sharing ice cream every year.
We saw it. You got to do it every year.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not just getting ice cream. It's the fact that you both lick the same cup within the same piece of ice cream within like 15 seconds of each other.
It's just germs. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's anything for the Yankees.
Essentially, Tiki, they just made out at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Sean made out with Big Mac.
Yeah,
Big Mac didn't make out. Big Mac had a clean ice cream.
I'm hoping. I'm hoping I got a clean ice cream.
His breath smells good. We'll check back in a second.
I did wash my teeth this morning. That's a positive.
Oh, very nice.
You know, in the hours I work, when I wake up, I'm not sure if it's night or day or should I shower. Like, you know, so today I woke up, was able to shower, brush my teeth. I feel good.
How many wins for the Yankees this year, Big Mac?
I told you on the great Rico Bronya, 93.
93
wins, division champion.
There's some optimism right there. Now, it's funny, Sean, the other day when we were doing our predictions, you were at 85. And I've made this comment to Tiki about football a lot, that we'll sit here in July and August and be very negative. And the closer you get to the season, the more positive you get, because you want to be positive. It's a brand new season. It's opening up brand new toys. Being in the building, eating the ice cream, making out with Big Mac, are you ready to elevate the 85 win prediction out of the excitement of being in Yankee Stadium?
For both teams, 99 wins. We beat Juan Soto and the Mets in the World Series. I feel it in my bones now. Things have changed. And Ben Rice is the American League MVP.
Wow, how did they find 14 wins in 24 hours?
I've been walking through the door, Teague, and smelling that hot dog. We're back. That's what opening day does.
That is the magic, Teak, of opening day. Walk through the door, you gain a few victories. All of a sudden,
plus we walk in, we got the Ben Rice number. I heard Stanton's taking swings. It's an opening day miracle.
It really is.
Save some for the overnight, man. Jeez.
Well, have a fun.
Now is the time to give my best material.
That's right. Have a good time at the game, Big Mac. Are you guys sitting together?
Thank you guys.
Where's he at? Do you know where he's sitting?
Chris has finagled seats with his beautiful wife. I'm going back up to the media booth after I eat this ice cream.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you, guys.
The Mets are
also opening up their season at 4 o'clock today. Teague, I wouldn't call it a surprise because I think if Luis Angel Acuna is going to get any playing time, it would be today because there's a lefty on the mound and the Mets aren't facing a lefty for another week and a half.
Right. But we talked about it a little bit yesterday.
It's weird what's happened the last few days with Acuna because Lindor makes those public comments about how he gets bored in the minors and was bored in spring training. He doesn't have the greatest camp. Even yesterday, David Stearns announces everyone on the roster but him and basically admits, we're looking to add a bat. Then he makes the team, and now he's in the opening day lineup. What a turn for Luis Angel Acuña.
It really is, and it's a great turn for Sean and I, a pro bowler and a thumb, or a thumb and a pro bowler, because guess who's starting in our lineup at second base? Or actually, he's utility because he's listed as a short top, and we can't start him at second base, but whatever. We got Ketel Marte there, who's better anyway. So whatever, he's in our lineup simply because of David Stearns. Now you better crush it, Acuña. Otherwise, you're going right back to the bench and Glaber's coming up.
That's the kind of GM Tiki Barber is. We'll give you a start. You better not suck.
Exactly.
Well, Sean, enjoy the game. Have a good time.
Thank you.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.